It is 12:11, and we are now into Friday, February 13th, Giving Hearts Day, though not yet done, because we are still open until midnight mountain time on the western part of the state. Pat Trainer's here with me, going on fumes and coffee and Red Bull and whatever else. How are you feeling, brother?
Hey, I'm feeling great. What a great day.
What a great day.
Still a few, you know, few minutes left, I guess, but really exciting. I mean, big money. We're over $30 million for charities. It was a great day.
Amazing. So we're about a million away from last year's record. You think we get there before it's all said and done?
Well, you know how this works. A couple of major gifts can come in, and a couple of major gifts, you know, might have already come in last year. Mm. So you never know, you know. And what happened last year is we had the several that were over $1 million that they raised, which is a record. Last year we had six charities last year, which was a record, that were over $1 million, and one other that was just 20,000 shy
Amazing.
Of $1 million.
So, yeah.
We had several winners here this year, too. And every charity is a winner. And big growth in terms of dollar size, you know, size of gifts this year. So that was nice to see. We'll go through all this stuff tomorrow and over the next week, because, you know, people date their checks and then send them in. So we never kind of finally audit it for a few days. And really see how much was raised. But we're about where we were.
Well, I mean, whatever happens from here, $30 million for a second straight year, Pat. God is good, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have much to be thankful for. Much. It was a spectacular day. And you were here for the whole day. Did you have a great time?
Oh, my gosh. How can you not? I talked to so many people who came in here, and they didn't really have anything to do. They just said, I know this is a cool place to be, and everybody's smiling and having fun, so I just came over here, too. What a great thing, though.
Yeah, and we watched so many people come in. We have this check station right behind us. Do you know this was busy the whole day? The whole day.
I talked to a couple that walked in, and I said, what brings you in? And they said, well, we just like to come in person and do our giving instead of do it on the computer. I said, well, God bless you for doing it. But like we talked about, it's just fun to be here. And this building now, I think you've got this tuned up so that the whole building now in this new facility that you have is set up just beautifully for an event like this. It's kind of a mecca of giving this place has turned into.
It really is. And, you know, this is a gift to the community. So charities use this all the time. We have AA groups. We have kid groups that come in and host piano recitals and all sorts of things that go on. Mm. Hunter safety training in this facility. So this is a gift. And today you saw it, the use maximized. We had, you know, the WDAY show tonight with Dana and Kirsten, and it was spectacular. We had so many great comments. So that aired from 6:30 to 8. It was just terrific. Mm-hmm. And then we featured charities all day long. So there were gifts given. There were prizes. Donors came in and wrote more checks. I mean, it's just spectacular. You know, a lot of stories. One story, people get thank yous right away. You know, so we train charities, get volunteers to do a really good thank you. You know, so it's a phone call. And then people are so impressed with the phone call that they give more to the same charity. So, and we've had that happen every year, but it happened more often this year. So what a great event.
How many new charities did you have this year?
We had 44 new charities this year.
What was that experience? I've got to think that the first time they go through this, it's just overwhelming almost for them to see what happens that full day and to be blessed over and over again. What kind of reaction did you hear from them?
Oh, they just had a terrific time. And, you know, hats off to my team, because they trained these charities since June of last year. Particularly the ones that it's the first time, you know, they might need more hand holding. What is this thing with Giving Hearts Day? And it creates an excitement that you could never create on your own. So you're kind of in this together as charities that are really raising up people and awareness in the community for the good that they're doing. And remember, it's all across North Dakota. It's in Northwest Minnesota. So they're all helping each other. And then because it's an online event too, you can have people from all over the country that have roots in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota that give. Yeah. You know, people gave their Canduites, and so they give to Candu. And you have Devil's Lake people, and you have Enderlin people, and they're giving to their home community because it's creating such a buzz, you know, for taking care of your neighbors and your home communities.
That's right.
It's really fun. And it's voluntary. So it's kind of like this is the Super Bowl of giving.
That's right.
But it's something that we do because we love doing it.
Yeah.
So that's we'd like to make that a contagion and continue to see that.
Well, you always think you're going to be a blessing when you give, whether it's your time, your talent, your treasure, and you're the one who ends up getting blessed. Talking about blessing these charities, more than 300 new volunteers this year have signed up. And I know for, you know, the money gets a lot of the headlines, and we all understand that. But when you take a look at the number of new volunteers, I think the last I saw was 326. 326 people for the first time are going to jump in and get involved with making this community better with one of these charities. I know that means a lot to you.
No question. You know, giving transforms your heart. So you give your time. It's amazing. That's our most precious asset is our time. And then that's transformational. You get your family involved, you know, and all of a sudden it becomes a tradition. And it really unleashes the great potential that we have. So it's not a transactional thing. It's who we become.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. We see a lot of that. And those are new this year. So think about how many, you know, are just going to start a connection because every one of these givers, you know, that gave dollars gets a reach out from the charity. So they really want to invite them to be more of a part of the charity so they're not a transaction.
Yeah, that's so great. Last question for you. It's kind of become a tradition that I get to hang out with you for a few minutes at midnight and just recap the day a little bit. And you have talked all day long about how amazing your team is. Quick story for you. I'm here at midnight. I snuck my way in through some storage or some freight door or whatever. And I'm standing here, and people kind of look like, why are you here? But every one of them, like, hey, can I get you? And they, can I get you water? It's midnight. They've been here for a zillion hours. They just keep loving on whoever shows up in this place. How great is this team?
They're great. You know, they're hospitable. I mean, this is a place where everyone's welcome. So even at midnight, you're welcome here, and we'll get you something like a pop or some water. I've got great people and super blessed to hang with them.
Congratulations on the day. Whatever the numbers turn out to be, it's an amazing success what's happened today. So way to go. Thank you for how you serve our community and all the best as you kind of wrap everything up here tonight and then the next few days.
Incredible. Thank you for what you do to raise everybody up because we couldn't do it without that partnership, you know, engaging the whole community, the region. So we couldn't do it without you and the charities couldn't do it without you. So thank you for giving the gift of inviting people to be a part of this great deal.
Well, on behalf of all the media entities in this town, I think I can speak for everybody and say there's no other place we'd rather be. It's been a great day. Yes. Congrats.
Thank you very much.